is natuurlijk het meest katholieke land van de wereld, maar wij kennen Brazilië natuurlijk wel van de slippers waar iedereen op loopt en natuurlijk van de prachtige stranden in Brazilië. Ik heb een paar vakantiefoto's meegenomen van mijn reis naar Brazilië. Dit zijn drie foto's en dit is mijn meest
favoriete. Kuit naar de eerste paal! Ja! Is binnen! Met het hoofd snijden!
Goed, Brazilië in een notendop dus.
En wie scoorde daar?
Wesley Sneijder.
Dat was een mooie goal. Onze gasten uit Brazilië weten meer van Brazilië. Dames en heren, Christina Yatahi en Julia Bernat. Christina, take place on that seat. Zij spreekt alleen Portugees. En this is Julia on the next seat. Had ik even iets geoefend? Hi. Bom dia. Chamume Arno. Chamaste Christina.
Christiane.
Dat zeg ik, Christiane. Posso fazer-te como pergunta?
Pode.
Ah, zij verstaat het wel. Your English is perfect. And you will understand most of what I say.
I understand everything, but my English it's... But my Dutch it's worse. So
can be worse than my Portuguese.
She'll try and I'll help. Yes, you know. Yes.
From Rio de Janeiro.
Yes.
As
Rio de Janeiro.
As guest artist in on the Noorderzon Festival in Groningen. Our view on Rio de Janeiro. What's your opinion about that?
It's not that. Not exactly that. It's also that, it's but part, not only that.
Tell us something about your daily life in Rio de Janeiro. You live in Rio de Janeiro?
Yes. Yes. Brazil, yeah? Yes. Mm-hmm. Rio, well, it's a beautiful place and a very complex city with a big difference, social difference. And now Rio lives a very interesting moment, political moment, economy moment. And I don't know, but I think that maybe will be change.
Why?
In Brazil. I hope so. People are going to the streets, and it's not something that used to happen a lot. And this maybe will make a lot of difference. Like they're going to the street to say they're not
corruption.
Yeah, to be against corruption and everything that's going on. So a lot of things are happening there to say to the politicals we're not satisfied.
That's what is happening.
It's happening right now, yeah.
Brazil,
and it hasn't been happening for a long time, so
they want to ban it out, corruption, all that kind of thing.
I think that's the first time that this happened in Brazil.
And do you expect it to change as well?
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
What would it mean if lives get less corrupt and opener and there will be less criminality? What would it mean for your business? Zij is a regisseuse, you're a director and you're an actress. Mm-hmm. What could change in your profession?
Now it's the moment economic possibility to do something, because before it's so difficult to work, to do a continuous work. You only have support to one work and then you have more.
You have one
lot
project.
Of years. It's like one project and then, but now it's a bit different, but the most important issues, I think that's the social situation.
Like health and education.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the big problem.
Because people always say that if you live in a country where the circumstances are bad, mm-hmm. that's a very good place mm-hmm. to create art, to make movies and theater, because that's what you do.
In the time of the dictatorship, that happened a lot. Like a lot of good singers and good artists came up, like when the dictator was.
So that's why I asked, what will it change?
Like in the 70s,
work?
Yeah.
Are you going to take a different position? Are you going to change the tone of your performance?
Yes, I believe that you can do a political theater without a flame.
Without having a flag, like exactly. Without talking explicit about politics,
exactly.
You can
yes, and
be political without talking about
without talking about it precisely.
Yeah.
What you're doing now and what you're for on Noorderzon is a performance called Julia, based on Freule Julie van Strindberg, Moeilijke Liefdesrelatie. Is this one of the projects that you still are making without knowing what the next thing will be, or that things already changed a little bit for you? You had a couple of beautiful performances before this one. Did it give certainty?
Ele disse se a gente já tem algum outro projeto, que a gente já fez muitas... Português. Que a gente já fez muitas performances legais aqui e no Brasil.
You're lost.
We can't try help
it,
you.
Try it. Yes, we did a very amazing performance in Brussels and in Austria.
In May, yeah, it was really nice.
It's 2 years that the premiere of this play. It's in two.
Yeah, it was October 2011 in Rio, and then we traveled around Brazil.
And we don't stop in this 2 years, and we still
came to Europe as well.
Yes, we came in April and May. Yes.
From Argentina, not with the play, with my film, because I'm also a filmmaker, but to Austria and to Brussels
and to Portugal. Yes.
And after you go to Germany, going to Spain, going to Paris.
Zurich.
A big tour.
Let's go to Julia.
Sure.
Show you're playing here on het Noorderzon Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, morgenavond, vrijdag 16 en zaterdag 17 in de Suikerfabriek. Daar zijn nog kaarten voor. Aanvang is 8 uur. Let's watch the trailer that you made for Julia. Gebaseerd op Freule Julie. This is you.
Yes.
Julia, morgen en overmorgen in de Suikerfabriek. Het is een combinatie dus van film en theater. Opgenomen film die al van tevoren gemaakt is. Live gespeeld theater, maar dat wordt ook weer gefilmd en ook weer rechtstreeks gemixt met de beelden die er al zijn. It's the strange combination of movie, theater and mixed together.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes, it's just about that. It's a movie, it's a theater and the screens, it's moving during the play.
Schermen bewegen ook.
Yes, it's a cinema in movement also.
Everybody has to come and see
it.
Because the set is...
Wat zeg je?
Mag afronden?
Ja, he said I haven't finished. Time's up. Yeah. Yeah, this is live. And we have to go to the food.
Oh.
Nice.
I want to invite you to Dennis Nolle. Dames en heren, Dennis Cooking Place Nolle, onze sponsor.
Tja, tja, tja. Tja, wat zullen we eten? Tja, tja, tja. Tja, wie kan dat weten? Is de man die mij dat zeggen kan.
Dit vind ik allemaal mee. Dennis.